Today, we hear from Sister Jean Marie Dwyer from Canada, a Dominican nun belonging to the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Her preaching is entitled, A Divided Heart.
A reading from the letter of James. Beloved, those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do not they come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and you do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly. In order to spend what you get on your own pleasures. Adulterers, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you suppose that it is for nothing that the Scripture says, God yearns jealously for the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us. But He gives all the more grace, therefore it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hearts, you backsliders. And purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy into dejection. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will exalt you. The Word of the Lord. The letter of James is so straightforward and practical. We are not used to being confronted so directly about our life and actions. That is why I find his letter so refreshing. He asks, where do those conflicts and disputes among you come? And the answer, from our inner cravings that are at war within us. Something really to reflect on. War and violence within and among nations comes from the division existing in our hearts. We want something and we don't have it. We covet. And because of this, disputes, murder, stealing, genocide, conflicts, imprisonments, torture arise among us. To be double-minded is to be divided within and a source of division without. The war and violence that is played out all over the world is found first in our hearts. This is quite a teaching. James' letter challenges us to understand what is in our heart and seek healing. We need to take seriously that the problem begins with us and not everyone else. We can live in an inner state of chaos that ripples out into the world because we are not in touch with the motivating desires of our inmost spirit. When God is our center, the orientation of our life is love. The first step in transforming the world is our individual quest for holiness. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. We can often bemoan the situation of violence and hatred in our world and feel impotent to do anything. We can do something. The challenge is to be people of integrity, love, and justice. Then to recognize the source of injustice in our immediate environment and commit ourselves to overcoming it day by day, and then seek ever wider ways to heal the world by prayer and by practical actions. Thank you.